on the air. Comes to you from the Indian Theater at Mission Village, 5675 West Washington Boulevard, Los Angeles. Tonight's program, my friends, a one-act drama of the Santa Fe Trail, 125 years ago, featuring the famous composer Julius K. Johnson, Guino De Niro, stage star of Rome, Italy, Mercedes Romales, Contralto, Mexico City, William Walker, New York tenor, Peter Duarte, opera star of South America, and Miss Lynn Thomas of radio fame. The broadcast will be followed by a two-hour informal dance with music by the Village Troopers. On our guest, Burr McIntosh, worldwide philosopher and star of Stage and Screen, and Chief Ralph Scott, Los Angeles Fire Department. Lincoln Village is full of sunshine and the ideal friendly economic apartment for your local or eastern friends. Here at Mission Village, you may have a cozy, quiet, sunny, restful bungalow or pueblo with tile shower, Navajo rug, refrigeration, the freedom and the comfort of your own home. This unique $150,000 enterprise includes ground for the better type trailers, a 49 museum, fiesta hall, Indian church, a fascinating atmosphere, and we find pleasure in helping preserve the life of pioneers. Mission Village was designed and erected by Robert E. Callahan, originator of Death Valley Days, the Lone Indian, and the Santa Fe Trail broadcast. His fiesta hall is alive with the spirit of the Old West. Hey! No highway in all America has a tragic background as the Santa Fe Trail. In 1812, Santa Fe was a village of 4,000 Mexicans, Indians, and under Spanish rule. But one day, while trapping in the mountains of what is now Colorado, Pancho Gonzalez, a half-breed Indian, told a Yankee trapper that any American could make 500% profit by selling American goods in Santa Fe. In turn, Jim Knight, Jack Beard and Bob Chamber of Central Missouri loaded three wagons with sugar, coffee, silk, satin, planted bead, and gunpowder and started for Santa Fe. After a long, weary journey, they arrived in Santa Fe only to arouse public officials, be arrested, their goods taken, and all three men compelled to walk over 1,000 miles to both Mexico. Here they were thrown into the Juzgal, but through diplomatic channel, two Americans had gone to Chihuahua, and one block from the Juzgal, a horrible old jail, the Fiesta Plaza. Listen.
How long have you been in this terrible place, Jim?
Over 9 years.
What did the officials give you to eat?
Nothing but dry beans, water, and stale bread.
No vegetables or fruit, whatever?
No, we've had nothing but beans, stale bread, beans, and more beans.
Are you allowed to have visitors?
None whatever. That lone window up there is the only light we've had in 9 years. Our only way of knowing when the year passes is by the change of weather.
Go outside this building?
Exactly. The beans and bread are shoved through that window. We can take it or leave it. All we hear is a jungle language we don't understand.
I don't see how on earth you have been able to live.
A man can stand a lot of things if he has to. Listen. every night. That alone has been our salvation and desire to live. Without that music, I would not care to live.
Yes? I put it, Sam. What it has meant to you?
You know, partner, you are the first white man we have seen in years.
And none of you have shaved all this time?
Nothing to shave with. Oh, I guess we look like heathens, huh?
How often is this place cleaned up?
Well, about every 6 months they give us a change of skin. Sometimes they're worse than what we've had.
Don't we ever open the door and give you any fresh air?
No. We have to put our waste back box in that window still up there. Sometimes it's 3 days before the man takes it away. Oh, an American song. I don't understand. I've often thought some musical soul would help us. Am I dreaming?
It is no dream, Jim. Through your friend in Mexico, I have been able to obtain your release. Tomorrow, you will be free. Free as a bird to go back to the land you love.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
A true story, my friends, of the first three white men who went to Santa Fe intent on making quick money. By some miracle of fate, they survived the horrors of 9 years' confinement in Chihuahua, and they made their way back to Missouri. Yet despite their heart-gripping adventure and the opportunity of making huge profit, they formed a new organization and again loaded wagons with silver, satin, sugar, coffee, beads, and flour, and took the trail to Santa Fe. Halfway across the 800-mile journey from Missouri, a terrific storm took its toll of life. Further on, they were attacked by savage Indians. 3 bags of silver stolen. They finally escaped, and at the point of starving, were picked up by members of another caravan. Given aid, and they returned to Missouri. But despite their 9 years' imprisonment in Mexico and their narrow escape from Indians, these three men formed another caravan and led a group of 30 wagons to Santa Fe, where our trail finds them in the Delgado Cantina, a roaring den of gambling, drink, and hilarity.
Americanos, eh? You come here to steal American goods. I know. Money makers. Law breakers. You're Americanos.
Americano in a pretty tough hole.
Yes, I've been hearing. You are not a Mexican, are you?
What do you think? Every night we have danced in Santa Fe. Sometimes we dance with the knife.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Mexico owns these countries. We know like Americanos. Where'd you get these belts?
I bought it from an Indian.
But he's not Indian. He's come from Mexico.
What are you trying to do? Insult me?
Insult Americano?
You make me laugh. This spider don't like Americano. And this spider don't like the Indian.
Yeah, no American is afraid of you breathing Mexican.
Look out, Jimmy. He's got a knife. Look out.
Pancho.
Here.
Martini. Gonzalez.
Pancho.
Come. Maybe this spider have the dagger dance.
We're going to kill you, Jimmy.
Pancho. Look. This Americano wear a Mexico belt. He say he buy from Indian. He tells big lies.
Don't call me a liar.
Careful, Jim. Don't pull a gun. You can prove where you bought that gun.
Maybe I can prove it, but I don't have to. I'm an American. An American, you understand?
Sometimes these spiders have little fun. Sometimes these spiders shoot the cripple. But tonight, these spiders kill. Pancho, Martini, Gonzalez, the Yester music. Then these spiders have the dagger dance.
Mexicans love music. Music is life to them. Come, boys, let us sing a Mexican ship for Mexico.
That dinner not so bad. Maybe get cider in the middle of canopy friends. Friends in Santa Fe.
We're very happy to have you with us tonight. We're also very happy to see in the audience some of the stars of yesterday. Still beautiful in spirit, ability, personality. A little later on in the evening, we'll announce and introduce, if they will take a bow, some of our well-known friends long ago and yet of today. But first, let me introduce at the microphone what we term the world's greatest philosopher, world's greatest real youth of today, Burr McIntosh, who had his 76th birthday last Sunday. Hello, Burr. Greetings to you. But you always said that. As a matter of fact, the truth is, you know, I've only been 5 years. Because the good book says you fold up and quit when you reach 70, and I did that 5 years ago. So I was 5 years old last Saturday, that's all. But in that 5 years, I've learned lots. And I've seen lots, and here's the place to come to find it. Here tonight, I learned something that my grandparents used to tell me when I was only 2 or 3 years old, of that expression that they hear and show me. And now I know how it happened. Those people came there and endured all that they did from Missouri there, and they came out there and they weren't satisfied till they got shown 3 or 4 times, and that's the end. And the way to see shown everything that's beautiful and wonderful is to come out here to this Indian village. I thank you.